Now we hear that the rate of fires at Braintree Waste Site are raising concerns. Numbers of fires at the waste disposal site in Straight Mill, Braintree, are being flagged by the Essex Fire and Rescue Service. They have recorded 12 in recent years, with 2 in the last week alone. One reported in the last edition involved about 600 tonnes of mixed textiles, leading to smoke and fume issues for those living nearby. Renew Recycling London Limited, which is responsible for the waste, was fined in 2023 for breaching rules imposed by the Environment Agency. The firm has not responded to local press requests for comment. Craig McClellan of Essex County Fire and Rescue Service said that there had been approximately 12 fires, 3 of significance, at the site near Convent Lane in recent years. "It's always a concern to us when we have repeated fires," he said. "We've investigated them all. The majority of causes have come back as undetermined, but I can say that it hasn't been a natural occurrence by self-heating of that material." The Environment Agency went there 24 times between December 2017 and March 2019 and found waste such as wood and carpet material being stored illegally. The fire service attended in 2018 and raised concerns about the fire risk, with tests showing wood there had been reaching internal temperatures of 65 degrees centigrade or 149 degrees Fahrenheit. The fire service said a great deal of effort had gone into clearing the site since then by Renew Recycling in conjunction with the Environment Agency, but more work was needed to be done. "We are pushing to get that last remaining part of the textiles off site, which will mean there will no longer be a fire risk," Mr. McClellan said. The Environment Agency said in a statement that it has continued to visit the site and monitor progress to ensure legitimate removal is carried out in line with the court's deadlines. "This site is an active case and we will be continuing to take appropriate enforcement action," it added. Impact on the local environment, which includes a nearby nature reserve, was kept to a minimum during the most recent fire, according to the Environment Agency. "We'd like to reassure the local community that we take both waste crime and environmental risk very seriously," its spokesman said.